What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We clearly know the number one thing that caused the Texans' issues on field was the offensive line. And so I throw this out. Right now, Titus Howard can come back. He's under contract. Obviously, Laramie Tunzel can come back. He's under contract. Just drafted Juice Scruggs in the second round, moved up to get him. He's under contract. Shaq Mason's technically under contract. Obviously, you just drafted Fisher last year in the second round. Kenyon Green, I guess, is still under contract. Of all these guys that you can think of, Patterson just drafted. He's under contract. Of all these guys that are on the offensive line, how many do you actually think will be back? It will not just be back, but will be back starting on this team's offensive line next year. How many guys, PC? How many guys do you think will be back?
I think four are back. I think Laramie is back. I think Blake Fisher is back. I think Juice is back. I think Patterson is back. I think they move on from Titus Howard,
okay,
who's making a lot of money and doesn't even know if he's going to play right tackle or guard. I think they move on from Shaq Mason, who seemed to age very quickly this past year. And, you know, when you look at what their buyouts and their numbers are, you know, it's probably going to hurt a little bit to get rid of Shaq because you just gave him an extension. But I don't think you can go into next year with a guy who gave up double-digit sacks. And too often looks like he has no idea where he is supposed to be, what he is supposed to be doing, etc. For Titus, I think it's more a matter of he's getting paid too much money to kind of be a guy who isn't going to play the position that they're paying him to play. And I think Titus has value as a tackle. I think they will try to find a trade partner for Titus, and I think there will be a trade partner for Titus. I don't know that there will be one for Shaq, but this is a team that needs to find a way to free up some money to address both its offensive line, left guard needs, potentially a right guard need, and other needs that it'll have, wide receiver, slot corner, second safety. There are needs on this team, and they're going to need to free up some money because they're not going to have the cap flexibility this year if they don't do that they've had in previous years.
I think this team needs to make wholesale changes up front. And I think they may have to bite some money to do so.
Strain, no gain.
Not a ton, but I think, like, I understand where you're coming from, PC. I just can't feel comfortable if I'm a Texans fan or even just evaluating this team that we cover all the time. And every day, they bring back four of these jokers back.
Well, when I say four of them, you know, Juice technically wasn't starting. So you're adding him in.
He started a good amount of the year.
And Blake, they say no!
And Blake Fisher obviously only started at the very end of the year when they had no choice but to move Titus inside. I mean, they would have kept him as a backup for the whole year if they could have. So, two of those guys are either going to be, quote, new or playing a new position.
Yeah, like, to me, Blake Fisher, you just drafted him. I got it, right? And Juice is on the team. I'm not necessarily penciling Juice in as a starter, but I understand, yeah. All right, he's here, and that's an option where he can play somewhere in the interior. We moved up in the second round to get him. I think we're going to give it some time. He had an injury his first year, missed a lot, although he hasn't played well at all. But to me, one, you have I just think the Texans, for what, and this goes along with the conversation we had earlier, right? Reality versus what you want to get to. They've got to get out of the Laramie Tunsil business. Now, you might have to eat some. Damn sure ain't going to eat like what the Broncos did with Russell Wilson, but you might have to eat a little bit. But you got to get out of the Laramie Tunsil business. He is somebody that can work for certain teams. He is somebody that worked for certain teams if you don't need any kind of leadership at all on the offensive line or any of that. But for what you're trying to do here, I just don't think Laramie Tunsil fits what it seems like DeMeco wants to have here. So I think you got to get out of that business and find somebody closer to what you're looking for. Now, you might have a drop-off in pass protection a bit.
You can't go any lower than what you got. Like,
I'm talking about you might have a drop-off from Laramie Tunsil. Okay, Laramie Tunsil is one of the best pass-protecting tackles in the game. You might have a drop-off from maybe one of the best to a really good one. All right, I'm not saying just go and just get anybody off the streets. Right, but I'm just saying, like, I think you got to get out of that business. To me, it's got to be wholesale changes. And I know some people hate hearing the comparison, but I covered a Chiefs team that just got mollywopped and whooped in the Super Bowl. Got beat down by the Buccaneers. And the number one issue that they had was the offensive line. And you saw it, they damn near got him killed. Know what they did? Boom. Drafted a center in the second round. Boom. Drafted a guard a little bit later on. Boom. Went and gave Joe Tooney $80 million. Boom. Went and got and made a trade for Orlando Brown to play left tackle and kept one guy. I don't know what they're going to do, but for me, running these four dudes out there, four dudes back, any of these guys back, it's to me, you've got to try something different. I can get some of it is scheme related. Some of it is some of these guys being asked to do things maybe they should be able to do. But a lot of it is these guys just aren't good enough or fit exactly what it is that I think DeMeco and they want and what they want this offense to be. I just think got to make a move. It's been 2 years. These guys just aren't what they're looking for.
I think it's really hard to move on from your best pass protector the year after you just damn near got your quarterback killed by not being able to protect him.
Well, I think another part of it is that you weren't able to run the ball consistently.
No, but that's an issue they had last year also, and that has to do with the fact that your interior offensive line wasn't very good for most of the year. One of those guys in Kenyon Green got hurt and he was out. Another one was Shaq Mason, who, you know, when he didn't play against the Chargers and they had Juice at right guard and you had Titus at left guard and Fisher at right tackle, that was the best this offensive line performed all year.
But let's just be honest. They weren't great, though.
No, they weren't great.
We're judging them on a curve of suckiness.
It was the second time they had played together. The first one was the final week of the season in what was limited time because it was a throwaway game.